You got out in April.
Okay.
Do they help you come up with a game plan?
They do. They actually do help you with, there's a lot of resources that you get in rehab that normal people do not get at all.
Hey guys, we want to introduce Aaron. Aaron is just one of the 55,000 Angelenos that doesn't have a reliable place to stay. That number has shot up 75% in the last 6 years.
Right now I don't have a job. Uh-huh. I was working here in California and my living situation kind of, you know, went south. So I quit that job. I actually went to Las Vegas, and unfortunately my rooming situation there fell through, and that's the only reason I'm back in California.
Okay. So the job fell through, but only because he didn't really have a place to stay. But it's okay. He's staying positive. Like, you feel good mentally?
I feel really, really good. So even though it's tough out there, you know, the job isn't the problem. For me, it's more the job and finding a place, because just showering, brushing your teeth, using the restroom, getting ready for work, it's not easy when you're on the streets and working.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get ready for work when you spent the night in a park. How do you protect yourself when you're sleeping?
I just don't sleep well. Like, you don't really ever really fall asleep. You know, I mean, you fall asleep, you just don't get into that deep sleep where you don't have anything to worry about and you can. You're always on, not like edge, but you're always just aware of what's going on, you know? And that takes a toll on you after a while.
So he tells himself that it's temporary. It's just going to be for a little bit. But the thing is, sometimes it's not.
Some people are comfortable with being there, believe it or not, and they're okay with the chaos, they're okay with the drugs, they're okay with the crime. I guess I don't know. It's hard to...
Can you see yourself getting comfortable with it?
I mean, I am already sort of getting comfortable with it, but as far as wanting that for my life, absolutely not.
And he especially doesn't want it for his kids' lives. His daughter just started her freshman year.
One of the reasons I'm in this particular situation right now is because financially I've had to really step up with her starting school. She's in band. She plays trumpet. So getting her a new horn, getting her into school, her uniforms, transportation, just all the little things she needs so she'll be set up. Like, that'll never go away no matter what situation I'm in.
So you're still contributing in that way?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, if I hadn't have done that, I probably would have had a room for at least this month, you know? But if I have to sacrifice for her to not... I never had to deal with that stuff in high school in my life. My grandparents raised me. They always took care of me. And I don't want her to know what it's like to not have something. So if I have to sleep at a park, if I have to bug a friend to stay, if I have to go to Nevada just because I know I can get there and have a place to stay for a few days, it is what it is. So be it. When I was in rehab, we were canvassing one time and we were giving out flyers to teenage homeless about what they can do, places to go, resources, this and this and that. And it was just the amount of kids that don't realize that the situation that they're in, they really don't know that there's anything else out there for them.
Mm.
They've had it so bad that that's okay, that that's where they're safe. It's normal for them.
This piece was produced by Courtney Kosak and Michael Castaneda as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project.